إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, we continue with our series on reminders about what works and what doesn't work, three things to do and three things not to do in marriage. Yesterday I mentioned what we should not do, and that is not collect garbage. Have a selective memory, remember the good and forget the bad. Today, we look at another aspect of it, which is don't try to mold or change or sculpt your partner. This is one of the biggest evils of marriage. For some funny reason, which I've never been able to understand, people marry a person they like. Now, that's not what I don't understand. I understand that. That's perfectly natural. That you marry someone you like. You don't marry someone you dislike. You don't marry someone who is completely wrong. You marry someone who you think is completely right. You marry somebody who you like. You marry somebody you love, and so on and so forth. And then, for some funny reason, people think that it is now their job to change that person. And so they spend the rest of their life trying to change that person. Now, my point is, if you didn't like what you saw in the first place, why did you marry them? And if you liked what you saw, then why do you want to change that? Your spouse is not a rock, he's not a lump of clay or a patient, he's not a patient in your psychiatric ward who came there to be changed. He's not a lump of rock that you are going to carve. It's not a lump of clay that you are going to mold. They didn't marry you because they wanted to be changed, right? They didn't come to you and say, please marry me because I want to change. So, what is this change business? The whole problem is that this causes a lot of stress, causes a lot of problems, because nobody but nobody likes to be told on a daily basis what is wrong with them. It may be true, even if it is true, that something is wrong with them. Nobody enjoys being told that. So if you want, as a spouse, if you want to sit on your high horse and look down on your husband or your wife and try and tell them all that is wrong with them, then be prepared for the consequences of that. So at some point in time, the person is going to say, well, you know, if I'm so bad, then what am I doing here with this person who seems to want to change me? I think I'm better off without this person and living by myself, or living with somebody who thinks I'm quite right as I am. So if you don't want to fall into that trap, stop this business of trying to change your spouse. Change yourself. For example, if you have a spouse who doesn't smile, right? So I'm giving you a very simple example. If you have a spouse who doesn't smile and you get tired of looking at this grumpy face all day, so what must you do is make them smile. Now, how do you make them smile? Not by telling them, you know what is wrong with your face, the fact that you can't, that you don't smile. If I want to see your teeth, I have to take you to a dentist. What kind of a face is this? I mean, are you going to a funeral? Do you think this house is a graveyard? I mean, instead of all of this kind of stuff, you do something which will make them smile. You know, tell them a joke, dance, tickle them, or I don't know what you do, but do something with yourself, because the greatest and the biggest and the most massive and the most well-kept secret in the world is the fact that the only one you can change is yourself. The only one you can change is yourself. Let me say that very slowly. The only one you can change is yourself. Now, I hope that is clear. There's nobody but nobody can change another person. You can't give hidayah to another person. You cannot guide another person. You cannot change another person, whether it's your spouse, whether it's your child, whether it's your parent, especially if it's your parent. And you can't change people. The only one you can change is yourself. So if you want a certain reaction from somebody, then look at what is it that I can do to get that reaction. Many of you have asked me this question about the tagline of my signature, where I say two into X equals 16. Now, that equation, I call this life is math. How is life math? Because life is an equation. The equation consists of two interacting parties. One is you and the other one is the other person. Now, in this case, it's your spouse But it can be anybody. It can be your employee, your boss, you know, the customer in the in your shop, or the shopkeeper to the in the place that you go to buy something in, your teacher, your student, your child, whoever. So it is the other party in the engagement or in the interaction. So you are one part of the equation. The other person is the other part of the equation. How you interact decides the result. So in this equation, you are in control of yourself, or you have control over yourself. The other person is given to you. So one part of the equation is in your control. The second part of the equation is given to you. But the result depends on the interaction of these two parts. So now, 2 is given to you. So in this equation, I said 2 into x, 2 multiplied by x equals 16. So the value of x is 8. So 2 is given to you. You can't change that 2. The x is up to you. That's the value that you need to put in order to get 16. So now if you decide that I want 64 and not 16, so what must you do? Because the 2 is not going to change. The 2 is the 2. So what must you do? Instead of 8, now you put in 32. So 2 multiplied by 32 is 64. It's as simple as that. So you decide, you understand this thing, that in this equation between you and your spouse, and this applies to any other interaction, the other person is given. The other person cannot be changed by you. You can't change that 2. The 2 has been given to you. But you still need a certain output. You still want that 16 or 64 or 32 or whatever. So if you want that, then all that you have to do is to change the value of the x. And that x is yourself. So change the value of the x. Ask yourself, what is it that I can do in order to get the result that I want? Marriage is between grown-ups. There's no marriage between little children. So if you are grown-up, then the sign of being grown-up is to own responsibility for your life. And to own responsibility for your life starts with understanding that you can only change yourself, not somebody else. So therefore, forget about changing your spouse. Change yourself in order that the result of the equation, which is the health of your marriage, is the way you want it. So if you want a good, healthy marriage, then do what it takes to make a good, healthy marriage. Instead of trying to change your spouse, because that is not a doable thing. You can't change your spouse. Nobody can change another person. We can only change ourselves. Now, standard question, what if my spouse is doing something which is illegal or which is immoral, and both of these would be against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In such a case, definitely tell them, inform them, explain to them, try and work with them. But anything which is neither illegal nor immoral, and I should say which also doesn't add calories, make very sure that you don't fall into the trap of trying to tell your spouse to do things differently. I know people who are such control freaks that they even want to dictate to the spouse what they should wear. And that's not because the spouse is going around wearing bikinis or miniskirts, but it's just that their need to control is such that they are not allowed to wear, and this is usually the men who are that controlling, not allowed to, the woman is not allowed to wear what she wants to wear, but this man will dictate what she must wear. I mean, this is a very desi thing as well. So seriously, I mean, get real with life. I mean, don't make your own life miserable and other people's lives miserable by being a control freak. Control freaks are they should have been extinct with the dinosaurs, but they are not. So seriously, stop trying to change your spouse. Change yourself. And accept where your spouse is doing something which is haram. I am sure your spouses are not doing things which are haram, alhamdulillah. So don't fall into that trap. I am saying this even where, for example, I mean, I'm totally committed with respect to the importance of tahajjud. Definitely try to wake up your spouse for tahajjud, but don't force them. Don't force them where now they start hating waking up for tahajjud. Including even nawafil, whatever nawafil. What is fard is fard. But as long as your spouse is doing what is fard, As far as the Nawafil are concerned, you pray the Nawafil. You stand in the night and cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, please wake up my spouse without me having to wake them up. Do that for yourself, right? It's good for you, and the one that can change hearts is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even for Nawafil, don't try to force your spouse to do Nawafil, which they, if they don't want to do them. Leave them alone. You do it. And inshallah, your own influence and your own dua will work. Make lots of dua for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change their hearts. But do not try to force your will on your spouse. And definitely don't try to force your will in the name of God. I mean, that's the worst thing that you can do, is try to give an Islamic angle, Islamic color to something which really you want to happen. And you give it this Islamic color. Don't do that. Don't do that. It backfires in your face. So do not do that. Do not try to change or sculpt or mold your spouse. Be happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you, and make sabr for whatever you find is not up to the mark. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Wallahu ma'a sabirin. Allah is with the people who make sabr. So be a person who makes sabr in that case. And if you are the spouse who is giving cause to your spouse to become among the sabirin, then you think about that Allah says He is with the one who is making sabr. Allah didn't say He is with the one who is giving cause for sabr. So if you are the one giving cause for sabr, then watch out. But if you are the one who is being given the cause for sabr, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.